kids had never had it so good. They had more than jumpers for goalposts. They had Action Man's Eagle Eye, Pop-O-Matic Dice, Pogo Sticks, and Space Hoppers. The 1960s and 1970s were a golden age for real boys' toys. Even if you didn't own them yourself, there was always a rich kid down the road who did, and who'd bring them to school after Christmas to show off. But were they really that great? Let's face it, no one had the faintest idea what Action Man was saying. The most frustrating thing about frustration was the Pop-O-Matic dice, and Airfix planes didn't fly. The playthings weren't perfect, but there was something about those real toys that excited all real boys of that generation, including me. A mouse took a stroll through the deep dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. "Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house."
"It's terribly kind of you, fox, but no. I'm going to have lunch with a gruffalo."